This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, on this weekend when we honor St. Francis, may you turn our doubt into faith. May you turn our fear into faith as well. For we believe. Help our unbelief. Amen. Good morning. My name is Marty Zladek, and I am the rector of St. Joseph's, I think. At the 5 o'clock service last night, I told them that they were about 7 hours ahead of Italy, so I said, welcome to our midnight service. And it sort of felt like it last night as well. Happy Episcopal School Sunday. A special greeting to all of our teachers, administrators, staff, and families from St. Joseph's Episcopal School community. You honor us by being here today. I'm well aware that many of you have your own tight church connections, and it really honors us that you have sacrificed that to be with us today for this celebration. And so on behalf of St. Joseph's Episcopal Church, we thank you. It is a pleasure and an honor to have you here. Picture, if you will, for a moment, a way in which one visual artist represents something. The little video starts, and there is this, looks like a huge thing falling from the sky with a corresponding sound that sounds like a bomb. And sure enough, when it hits the bottom of the screen, there is this huge splash and explosion. And you think, oh, I guess I'm watching a video of Hiroshima or Nagasaki or something and the atom bomb from World War II. But then the camera begins to pan back, and you sort of start to understand that there was a huge magnification going on of thousands and thousands of times, and what you end up seeing as it gets back all the way to see the whole picture, it's a seed that has fallen from a tree into the ground, and then a twig sprouts up, and then a tree. And then the little video representation ends with birds nesting in the tree. I really like that visual representation because it sort of puts into perspective what Jesus is talking about today as the power of a little faith. A little seed falls from the tree and we don't hear the sound of an atom bomb exploding, but the power of that when it comes to faith is just, if not more, powerful than that. The readings today on this Episcopal School Sunday scream out at us of not only our commitment to the Episcopal tradition and Episcopal identity, but they cry out just in terms of our Christian commitment as well. That first reading from Habakkuk. Here he's talking about all of these bad things that are happening, and he's crying out to God, when are you going to hear me and do something? And he cries out their fear that they're going to be attacked and they're going to lose and everything's going wrong. And then finally he hears the voice of God. And God says, write down the vision. Put it on tablets so that the runner can run from place to place and remind people of the vision. I think one of the takeaways today for us is to remember who we are and who we are striving to be. I have been on this campus now as rector for 12 and a half years. And those teachers who were with me when I arrived know the ups and downs that we have gone through. But we have never been at a better position as a church and school working together than we are today. The vision of this school and this church, the ways in which God is calling us to proclaim the gospel and to raise people up in that way is incredible. Don't sell yourselves short in what is going on here in both church and school. We need to remember that vision, just as Habakkuk and the people needed to remember it, especially when times got tough, because sometimes we don't see the evidence of what we're doing as bearing fruit. And it can be easy for us in our lives of faith to just want to throw in the towel because we don't see any impact. In the letter to Timothy today, Paul is saying the same thing. Lois and Eunice, remember them, Timothy, your grandfather and your mother, your grandmother and your mother, who gave you the seed of faith, and now you are being called to carry it on. Don't forget that. So another takeaway for us today is to give thanks for the people who have made it possible for us to be sitting in this church today, the light of faith, the seed of faith that has been shared with us. On this day, I always go back to Judy Rogers and what she meant for both this church and this school and the way she embodied that Episcopal identity in her life. Many of you who are part of this church community never had the gift of knowing Judy, but she embodied everything that we would want to hold up in terms of what it means to be an Episcopalian in her church and in her school as well. We celebrate Dennis Hill today. Dennis, who we celebrated his life, who's now with Judy and his family in heaven, and we celebrate the ministry that he shared and the seed of faith that he planted for so many and the passion for history and education. If you were here for his funeral, when we asked for people to stand up who were graduates of the school, it was over half the church came back, graduate alumni, to honor their beloved Dennis Hill. What a great tribute to an incredible man who planted the seeds of faith and education for so many of our young people. Then we come to this gospel. If you just had a little bit of faith, how much we could do. Don't sell yourselves short. I've been gifted to be a part of this church and school community and seen through personal experience of my daughter going through this school what they have done, and so many of you who teach in our public schools do as well, to make a difference for these children that at times I know you must think, why am I doing this? But you make a difference. And don't sell that short. I was gifted to be back in Rome for a few days with our daughter Bree and her husband Chris. And one of the focuses of that trip was to sort of complete a cycle of life for us and go back to Il Drappo restaurant where my friend Valentina, who's the owner and head chef there, Valentina is the one who taught me how to cook. Great lady. Demery had been there 3 years ago. Dee has been there. So Bree, the last picture of the puzzle for her to be able to meet this person who was so special to my life and now our life. And we got there, and something was different. This was a restaurant back from 78 to 82 in Rome that when the Espresso Guide, the authoritative guide for restaurants in Rome, was the top-rated restaurant in the entire city of Rome. Can you imagine that? This is who I learned to cook from. You had to wait 2 weeks to get a reservation there unless your name was Martino. Then you walk right in. But when we went back, there's nobody there. We sat down to have lunch and we were the only table there. Valentine is dealing with a bit of depression. Not only the economy is making that restaurant struggle, but it's no longer the in place to go. And so even though she cooks like nobody can cook, puts on a spread like nobody can, the customers just aren't coming. And she's questioning. She even asked me, Would you pray that somebody would come and buy this place? What I did was I said, Valentina, do you know the passion that you have for cooking has been passed on to me? And she sort of said, what are you talking about? I said, you know that I'm a priest in the Episcopal Church, but you don't know what we do with food at St. Joseph's now because of you. And her shoulders that were all shrugged down started to come up a little bit. And she's curious. And I said, do you know that that veal recipe that you taught me how to cook, we cook for 300 people and we raise $70,000 for missionaries in Africa as a result of your passion? Really? I said, do you know that that pasta recipe that you taught me, we used it as our dinner for 200 and we were able to raise money to run mission trips to help people in the Dominican Republic? And a little bit of a smile came back to her face. Don't sell yourself short. The passion that you have for your teaching, the passion that you have for your music, the passion that you have for your faith makes a difference. Sometimes we are blessed with seeing the results, but sometimes not. St. Augustine says, faith is believing what you don't see, and sometimes the reward is seeing the results of what you believe. Don't give up because the sometimes that we see might not be now. The gospel today is calling us to continue the significant mission and vision that God has given to us because it makes a difference whether we see it or not. There's one image that came to us on pilgrimage, and that is from going to Durham Cathedral. And Durham Cathedral in England is this incredible, incredible place where St. Cuthbert and the Venerable Bede are buried. And it's important architecturally for a development in architecture about cathedrals that metaphorically makes a point about this faith today. Up until that time, if you put up the first slide, everything was done by what's called groin vaults, rounded arches. That's the way they built cathedrals. The problem with that is when you have a rounded arch, the height and the width need to be the same. So if you want to build a cathedral, each of them have to be exactly the same. You're limited in terms of what you can do. What the architects wanted their cathedrals to do was to glorify God in the best way possible so that miles away people could see your cathedral and be reminded of God's presence and love. Well, they came up with a new way of building. Next slide. Called rib vaulting, pointed arches with ribs that support those vaults. And by doing so, you didn't have to have them all the same size. And besides, with the ribs and that pointed vault, the pressure that was created here at the top enabled them to support larger and higher and bigger structures. And so by so doing, you end up something, next slide, of the beauty of Durham Cathedral in its grandeur nature, as we see so many cathedrals today. The comparison is this. We are trying to build a cathedral, metaphorically, in what God has given us as a mission and a vision of sharing the seeds of faith. The little things that you do might not seem like much, but they support the ribs of that vault. And they show to this community around us, they show to our children as they grow up, that God is great, that God is good, that God loves them. Don't sell yourselves short on that. The story is told of a man who was having a difficulty with his faith, and so he prayed to God. And God said, what I want you to do is go out and push the boulder you will find in your backyard. And so he went out and he saw this boulder bigger than him, and there was a hill right behind it, and he starts trying to push that boulder, and it will not budge. And he pushes and he pushes. It won't move. And he goes back to God and he says, God, I've tried and I've tried, but that boulder just will not move. And God replies, I didn't ask you to move the boulder. I asked you to push against the boulder. May we continue to be faithful to the mission and vision that God has given us. And that cathedral of faith will grow higher and higher in this place. Amen.